Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour, little blues, bringing us back there, little ZZ Top Blues. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on in your business, whether it's your startup or your growing business or you're trying to get rid of your business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on that time continuum, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Bradbury is our guest, our good friend, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, give us the website. Tell us how they can find your book, please.
Website is readyfounder.com, and at that site you can find the a page about the book and links to the book and other information as well.
Folks, this is a very important book. You will be happy you bought it and that you read it and that you listened to the things that John says. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were in the previous segment. We're talking about how entrepreneurship changes your brain. And how it affects you in ways. It adds a vitality, it adds an energy, it adds a compulsion, it adds a motivation. It puts you on a journey. If you really get it, John, it puts you on a journey unlike anything you've ever been on before, and you have to be prepared to handle it. This power you're given, this energy you're given, it's a gift. I feel like it's a gift, John, because everybody doesn't get it. I feel like it's a gift, but it's also a gift that that can either send you in the good direction or it's energy that you have to learn how to manage, don't you?
It is. It's an altered state, and I have a lot of people come to me, and I'm sure come to you as well. You know, I have a business idea. I want to start a business. And I think too many people get caught up in this question of, do I have what it takes? And I think there's a myth that there's only one kind of entrepreneurial personality or one kind of profile. I think the better question is, what is the best fit between you and what the business needs from you? Because many different types of people can be successful in business. I've seen all
Absolutely.
Kinds. Question is, what does your business need from you, and how can you get honest about what you bring to the table? And that includes motivation.
You can be entrepreneurial and be really smart, or maybe not so smart. I know some people who are just average intelligence, or who are multi millionaires because they did what you're talking about. They said, okay. I have this way of thinking about things, and I've turned this into. I think I can turn this into an opportunity,
right?
But I'm not the smartest guy. I'm not the person that my company needs to rely on with all the brains. You know? I need to hire somebody else who can do that. And they recognize that even though they're as entrepreneurial as the genius entrepreneur is, they don't have they have tools. That they have a certain set of tools, and those tools don't necessarily aren't adequate for what the business needs.
Well, that's right. It really depends on what does the market want, what do the customers need, and sometimes aspiring entrepreneurs can outthink themselves. Sometimes it's not that complicated. There are business models that have proven themselves to work again and again and again. And maybe you just have a slightly new wrinkle on it, or maybe it's a local application of something that's working at a national level. But you figure out how to put the right pieces in place to make it work. And it matches up with something you bring, whether that's experience or skill or expertise. Work ethic is important, obviously. The get up and go that's going to ensure that you do what's necessary without a boss standing over you every day.
I believe, John, that is one of the two things that you'll find common in all entrepreneurs. If you aren't willing to work, if you don't like working, Now, that's not to say that you don't one day imagine yourself in the south of France, you know, not ever working again. But if you don't like working, and if you, and that's the first one. The second one, in my opinion, is if you can't get comfortable with risk.
Right.
I think those are two things that are essential for a smart entrepreneur or one that's not so smart. And I think that's even that even overrides capitalization. What do you think?
I think that's right. The people who I find are really like to work, or I guess better said is that they work hard, is that they don't view it as work often. They they are wired in such a way that they really get charged up about moving things forward.
Yep.
And the other question about you know, capitalization is it doesn't matter how much money you have if you're not, if you don't have that drive to create something that hasn't been created before.
That's right.
You know, no amount of money is going to make a difference.
But if you have no capital and the drive, you can make that happen.
Right, right.
I've seen it happen. I'm a standing example of that very thing, John. Hey, John, I need that website again, please.
It's readyfounder.com, and we're actually renovating the site, and we'll be releasing a new one in about 3 weeks.
All right, we're looking forward to that. The book is Six Secrets to Startup Success. Ladies and gentlemen, John Bradbury, come back again real soon.
Thank you, sir. Enjoyed it.
We'll see you next time. John Bradbury, folks, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.